Hello and welcome to Rise Above 2K. I'm Gax, as always, with the Unicorn Big. How are you doing on this huge birthday evening for you? 24 never looked so good, my man.
Yes, I think I officially became the oldest person who plays 2K today, so that's great.
Certainly the oldest person who podcasts and YouTube about it, I think, but... We gotta grind some of the stats to figure that out. If you're new around here or hearing us for the first time or viewing us for the first time, we're a community built around NBA 2K, but really about the growth and rise of the game and the people who are dedicated. And it's predicated around our Discord. There's a link to join it in the comments below. It's a huge community of people who are like-minded, who work hard at the game and are sharing ideas and insight and working together. And the talent, the Unicorn Big here, to give us some insights into the game. And obviously, we'll talk about the NBA as well. But before we get too deep into that or into more birthday shenanigans, I want to give a huge shout out to our sponsor, Shoddy's Jerseys. This is a big if you know, you know situation. There's a link to the Instagram in the description. These are authentic jerseys at amazing prices. You will not be disappointed if you get in touch with Shoddy's because they have the best stuff around. And actually, the Unicorn is wearing one Shoddy jersey in the video now. So if you're not following us on YouTube, Rise Above 2K on YouTube, you'll see the jersey and you'll know that that Detroit's new favorite, Duran as I call him, or Duran as he prefers to be called.
I think it's Duran.
Well, that's yeah, her name is Rio as well. But it's very exciting times in Detroit, and we're going to talk about Detroit shortly. But before we get into all that, let's talk 2K. This week, you spent some time gold plating. You spent a lot of time just anxious and excited to get on the sticks. What's happened this week in the Unicorn Big's 2K experience?
Well, I guess it's just kind of a maturation of me learning how to play with this build, and the things that I wanted from this build are happening, and I'm able to do the things that I want to do. That all seems pretty simple. But, you know, I have the speed to cut to the basket. I can actually rely less on bad defense and more on myself, getting myself open on the 3-point line. So things are good.
Okay. And what are your favorite parts of the build? Like, what are the things that you keep leaning into and seem to be providing some wins and some gap between you and the opponents?
So to me, it's a speed.
Okay.
If the pick and pop is guarded, I can do the roll and beat people. If love seeing those 7-4s, I used to dread going up as a small, like, oh no, a 7-4. And now it's like, they're slow. So I'm just going to beat them to the bucket, and they probably have lower vertical than I do. Even though they're 7-4, I can match them in rebounds. So
that's fantastic. It sounds like the build's really starting to come too. I know that it was a big change in transition to go there. But as you found yourself into gold plate, was it just a series of lucky wins and teammates, or was there, you know, was it part of your gameplay that was really starting to press the issue and get you back on top?
So let's see. I think that one of the things that's really helping me right now is that I'm just excited about the game. I'm super busy right now because I'm trying to go to as many Spurs games as possible. And I watch every Pistons and Spurs game. And then, you know, like most humans that play this game, I have a job. So I don't have a ton of time now like I did in the off season to play. So when I get those pockets of time, I'm just like so ready to go. So I'm just enthusiastic to play. And I'm less just like hang out in the corner and like boringly waiting for my shot. Then also too, my boy Ankh, who's out there, we linked up again. We haven't played much since 2K25, and just fun, you know, playing with some buddies online. And he's also really good, so that helps.
Absolutely.
So that's helped build my enthusiasm. Continuing on the Pro-Am 3-on-3 it's a challenge. And that's like getting me excited to like do something more than rec. And I think that I finally have a good pool of players to put together our Pro-Am 5-on-5 team.
Yeah, that's exciting.
So, you know, it's just like the build is awesome, but I guess the build is making it so that I can be I can be a positive to my team and less of a neutral. So yeah, man, just grinding out.
We've talked a lot about mindset and where the grind can really put you in a down spot where you're not as excited to get on the sticks. It's like, she's going to push more into this and continue to not really make a lot of advancement. I think, and going behind the curtain in our conversations we have off air, being more inundated with work and the NBA schedule and family and stuff like that, the scarcity of the time that you have to play really increases the value to you. It increases your spirits and your thought process. And when you get the sticks in your hand, you're like, let's fucking go. It's time to make something happen. And that, you know, that euphoria can really, really push the play to another level. So that's exciting.
Absolutely. Like today is my birthday.
Yep.
And
24.
I'm 24 plus some. And the only time I had to play today was before work. And I was in a good mood. And got to the sticks early today, won two games, both of which I had A ratings, made more than I did more than just shoot threes. You know, I was popping, I was cutting, doing things that this build allows me to do. And, when you win a game by 1 or 2 points and you were a net positive, you really feel like, you know, you're becoming a better player. Because the build is one part. But just to remind everyone who's been, you know, religiously listening to this podcast for the last few months.
All 9 of you, we so appreciate you.
And if you haven't, you know, I've only been playing this game it's November. I've only really been playing this game for about 9 months. And I've only really been playing online comp for like 5 months.
Yeah. And only been explicitly documenting it for like 10 weeks.
Yeah. So I really like need to get better at the game. Mm-hmm. And today I felt like, man, I'm better at this game than other people. Not everyone.
No, but I mean,
but I go against some players and it's just like, I got this. Like, I'm good. I got this. And that's a good feeling. And it helps give you certainty. So, you know, you can win games, because at the end of the day, if I score no points and win the game, but I still got rebounds and assists and you have a good team grade, I'll take that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, like you said, being the net positive amongst a 1 or 2 point win means that you definitely pulled your own and you're making the difference. And again, we've chronicled it over and over and over again. You know, there's times that you can't pick your team, but if you can consistently contribute, there's advancements to be made. So very exciting stuff coming out of 2K. And obviously, we're going to continue to chronicle the growth right here on this feed, wherever you might be consuming us from. And there's a lot of ways. They're all definitely in the show notes wherever you're listening to. So please follow us, rate, subscribe, all of those things. And make sure that you support Shotties because they're the best. Let's get into the NBA. It's been a pretty wild week. It's been a pretty wild half week even. At your request, we're going to talk about this East and West. Do you want to start out West or do you want to start out East? Unicorn Big.
Oh, I'd say let's start out East.
Boy. Yes, one of our favorite teams is really making waves out east and surging towards the top of the standings. And obviously, we're talking about the Miami Heat, right? No, not the Miami. Okay, the Detroit Basketball Pistons, top of the table, 9-2 as we speak today. With everyone out tomorrow, they'll probably be 10-2. Wow, what a team, man. Winning in every way possible. And every time that you're like, wow, that's so weird that Kate only put up 2 points in the first half and then just sets it on fire in the second. Like, they're winning in every way possible and it's impossible to count them out. What have you seen and what are you impressed with?
So I'm wearing his jersey for those who aren't watching us on YouTube. Jalen Duren has gone from a pretty good NBA center to what I might call one of the most elite paint bullies in the league. Yep. Yeah. He shot one. Didn't make it. He shot one 3-pointer his entire career. We're talking Shaq level 3-point game. Like, this guy does not have much. There's no 3-point game. Like, this dude sets screens. He plays inside. Like, that's what he does. And for a modern day center, he isn't the tallest. He's only 6'10".
Yes. For you and I, that's quite impressive.
And he has this connection with Kay that is just nuts. Like, we've seen this guy go from maybe a 13 point a game, 10 rebound a game to, I think he's averaging 19.2 and like 12 rebounds a game right now. Mm-hmm. He's becoming one of the most elite rebounders in the game. Last night, he had 7 offensive rebounds, which is just crazy.
Well, and there's, you said the way that he's linking up with Cade, it's not just in the way that they assist one another, or they produce off one another, but Cade is a wild pendulum when it comes to shooting. And when he's off on his game, Dern is right there to soak up the offensive boards. And it's almost like he knows when he's off. It's so bizarre to watch in real time, but it's amazing complimentary basketball.
Yes. And the thing with Dern, too, is you know when he's making a drive to the basket, he's either going to make it or get fouled. And this year, he's gone from a 70% free throw shooter to like 83, 84, 85, wherever it is. So you know when he drives to the basket, it's almost a sure 2 or 3 points. So that's been huge. And then obviously, Kate Cunningham just gets better and better and better. And I know there's going to be all these guys out there on Reddit that are going to say he's taking too many shots, or oh, he can't score in the first half or whatever. The dude is a winner. The dude is a winner, and he's just getting started. If you've watched all the Pistons games, if I've watched one in person, he has gotten better as the season has gone on, and we're like 11 games into the season. So here's my hot take. I think by the end of the year, Cade Cunningham is going to be averaging 30 points a game for the year, and I think he's going to lead the league in assists. Nikola might have something to say about that.
Yes.
But that's my big takeaway. Some other takeaways. Isaiah Stewart is, now he's out right now, but that dude, for being 6'8", is an absolute monster. Having him play power forward when Harris is out and having him on the floor with Durin, I think that he's probably one of the top 5 pure shot blockers in the game. He is 9 inches shorter than Wimby, and he's still averaging, you know, over 2 blocks a game. And he's shooting like 45% from 3 because guys just leave him open. They don't think he can make it, and he just drains it. So he's been huge. I think Ozzie Thompson's defense, obviously, you know, he's pretty respectable offensive player.
But his defense is what's getting him into the starting lineup.
In a consistent manner.
It's what's needed on that team.
He's also hurt. I think he's probably...
Well, everyone on the Pistons is hurt. Again, as we look at the Bulls game ahead, it's like everyone's on the injury report.
Let's not talk about that game. I think, you know, he's only going to get better. Let's remember, Jalen Duren is 21.
Yep.
Thompson is 20. Cade is like 23, 24. And then I would say the final thing that impresses me about this team, if you watch them play the lowly Washington Wizards, who I picked to be the doormat of the NBA, they're 1-10, is this. Their depth is absolutely mind-boggling.
Yes.
Show of hands out there who are listening to this. Who knew who the hell Danish Jenkins was before the beginning of the season?
Yeah.
He's barely gotten into any games. Last night, goes in, throws up 24 points off like this. He's not even a rotation player. And that shot he made with 1.2 seconds left, 100% coverage, was absolutely nuts. So let me recap that. What has me excited about the Pistons? Jalen Duren is getting better. Cade Cunningham is already an all-star, already all-NBA. Yes. He's getting better. Ozzie Thompson's getting better. Isaiah Stewart's getting better. Jaden Ivey's still out. He should be back in probably 2 weeks is my guess. And their depth is absolutely crazy. So that's why I'm excited about the Pistons.
Yeah. Yeah. And even just, you know, I like to bring up the odds on this. Cade Cunningham plus 5,000 for NBA MVP. That would put him behind Victor, Giannis, Nikola, Luka, and SGA. So other than the Heat and Norman Powell, as we quickly recap the rest of the East, Knicks solid, Cleveland with the highest payroll in all of basketball, Bucks doing what Bucks do, and the Sixers kind of the surprise team towards that non-play-in. What of those teams really have you being like, okay, these guys are going to challenge Detroit over a long season?
I think health right now is the biggest thing.
Yep. So it's just us against the IR.
Basically. I mean, I think right now Cleveland can't get their all their stars healthy.
No. Neither can Miami.
Neither can Miami. And to me, that's the biggest thing. Side note, my sister-in-law is having a baby, and where the baby shower, which I love baby showers, is in Detroit.
Yeah.
And guess who is in town the day before that baby shower? The New York Knicks, baby.
Baby. All right. So
here's my thing this year. Yeah. We just missed beating them last year, and we can get into game four and the falls on Tim Hardaway and all that. But looking at the Pistons this year, if they're healthy and the Knicks are healthy, I think that the Pistons have gotten, their best players have gotten better. While the Knicks are still good, I don't think Jalen Brunson or Karl Anthony Towns have gotten better because they're an older roster. So that's my hot take on the East. And the Wizards are still garbage.
The Wizards are definitely a doormat. My two big takeaways from that process are, so the Knicks are in town, what, January 5th? Does that sound right? February 6th. Okay. So that means the Rise Above 2K meetup in person number 2 will be February 6th behind Section 102. So just be there. We'll be there. Wait
behind
for us.
Behind the hot dog stand.
And we can't wait for baby Jalen to bring their presence onto the world. Let's go into the Western Conference. Tell us about the Spurs and how you think they're going to catch up with OKC, who is just on a runaway freight train.
So OKC might be on a runaway freight train.
Yep. They have the MVP.
They have the MVP. But Jalen Williams still out. They're deep. However, San Antonio, I think right now is deeper.
Okay.
Because when they had their rash of injuries earlier this year and they were still running games, Burnett was out, Blinick was out, Johan was out, and so they're putting in Biombo as 6'8" Biombo as Wimby's backup. And he was good for like no points, 2 rebounds a game.
Well, Olynyk's back now though, right?
Yes. So now, although Dylan Harper is out, which thinking of this team with Dylan Harper in is like absolutely scary. So Cornette is back. First game back, he scores 16. Off the bench, De'Aaron Fox is back. I saw his first game back against the Pelicans, scores 24. Jeremy Sochan is back. He's back to doing what Jeremy Sochan does. Kelly Olynyk's back. And all he's going to do is give you about, 10 to 12 solid big minutes a game.
It's that Heat culture, baby.
And also Lindy Waters is back. And that dude is no slouch either. So I'm looking at this team and thinking, with Dylan Harper, if Jalen Williams doesn't come back, and the playoffs are right now, I think Spurs in 7.
Okay.
Because here's the thing.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Can Isaiah Hartenstein or Chet Holmgreen, can they guard Wemby?
Well, I don't know if anyone can guard Wemby. I think
the
tricky part with Chet is I think we're still a year away from being a year away. You know what I mean? Having missed that first season and then trying to kind of grow on the fly with this team has been, and it's something that I noticed a lot last year through the playoffs, is like, where's Chet? And maybe this season will be the change. And right now, Dort and Williams and Wiggins are all injured for OKC. So like everyone's dealing with injury, whatever. But that team is an absolute wrecking ball. So I like where your thoughts are, but maybe they just let Wemby eat and shut down everything else, and there's just not enough points to win the game.
Well, that the problem is there's this guy called Steph Castle who won Rookie of the Year last year. Let's not forget, the Spurs had the last 2 rookies of the year. We'll see how Dylan Harper ends this season. It could be 3. I was watching the game against the Pelicans.
Yeah,
we went on a win, and we went
the Pelicans.
They're not good.
Almost as bad as the Wizards.
They're better than the Wizards, but they're not.
Well, by a game right now, we'll see how the season bears out.
You're looking at the game and you're looking at the scoreboard and you're like, shoot, Steph Castle has 14 assists, like. He's so good, and he's an absolute lock on defense. So Steph Castle can take out your best guard on the court with his defense. And that frees everything up. And when you have De'Aaron Fox and Steph Castle on the floor together, and Dylan Harper's your third guard, and Harrison Barnes is shooting 60% from three right now, with Victor Wembanyama and their whole cast and crew who are coming off the bench, like, I don't know. They're looking pretty unstoppable right now.
All right. I have one more question out of the West before we find our way to the finish line here. The Los Angeles Lakers are currently 8-3. They've run this whole thing without LeBron. Does LeBron slow down this engine, or do you think that he can be a complementary piece to what is currently a very successful start to the Los Angeles season?
I think he's going to add. I mean, he had 24 points a game last year.
Okay.
I mean, they'll use him however they need to use him, but he can only be a value add. But it is looking like this could be his last year.
I don't think so. I think that he's going to want the pomp and circumstance of like the year-long retirement party. I just, you know, I don't know how well he's going to fit into having Luka be the man is really my concern. And maybe that's just naivety. Like maybe he's actually going to really, really fit in well and do something there. But they're off to a much stronger start than I expected. And I just don't know how that equation changes when he comes back.
I think Austin Reeves probably goes down as the best undrafted player of all time.
Okay. All right. I'm here for that. That's he's pretty damn good.
Yeah,
he's pretty damn good.
He's really good.
Okay. Well, that's what we're seeing. Is there anything else you want to shout out in the West before we move on?
Nope. Luckily, my wife is awesome. And for my birthday tomorrow, we're going to go see the Spurs play the Warriors.
There you go.
So this will be our fifth NBA game this year.
Most teams have played 12. You're up to 5.
Yes. And I think we're going to go see them play the Grizzlies too next Tuesday.
Brilliant.
So I'm excited because I think the Spurs are going to smack the Warriors. The Warriors are garbage on the road. And I've never seen Steph Curry in person.
He's my favorite player in the NBA, and I've never seen him either. So
how about Draymond Green?
I do love Draymond. State boy, Michigan State right there. No, I'm awed by Steph every time I see anything he does. It's never been a shooter like him, and I'm jealous of you to go see him. I'll hopefully get my shot at some point. But enjoy those games. Do you know what jerseys you're going to wear?
Yes, so I'll be wearing my Rodman jersey tomorrow.
Which Rodman jersey?
The Spurs.
Okay, That, well, it does bear asking.
Here's my thing with jerseys is that I've been going more broad spectrum across different teams. Now I'm going to really dive in deep to the Spurs. There's some goodies. So watch out on the YouTube channel. Some new things are going to get debuted in the next few weeks.
And I don't know how to tell you subscribe any greater than that. You're going to be seeing some very, we won't call them obscure, we'll call them eccentric Spurs jersey coming in the future. And if you're looking for jerseys, follow Shotties on Instagrams. It's the best stuff around. And it's a big if you know, you know. The link will be in the description below. That's everything we have for this week. I know that this week you're going to be playing. You're going to get in some action this weekend. Are you going to be streaming on Twitch for people to jump along and see?
You know, I just might be streaming on Twitch this weekend. Saturday looks like a pretty clear day, so look out for the Unicorn Big on Twitch.
Yeah, that link is also in the description below, so please follow and join along. Happy birthday, Unicorn Big. I hope 24 is as fun as 23 was. And we look forward to chatting again next week. Thank you, my man.
Thank you, Producer Dax.
All right, everyone. Have a great week. Follow us on all socials. We'll talk to you soon. Cheers.